Hi, my name is Humphrey Yao. I'm the senior investigator at National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, and I will be the moderator for the webinar sponsored by the SSR Virtual Education Committee on Wednesday, May 26th. The speaker of the webinar is Dr. Sharon Milgram, the director of the Office of Intramural Training and Education at NIH. I have the honor to interview Dr. Melgren and ask her to share her career story and the words of wisdom with SSR members. Dr. Melgren, thank you for agreeing to participate in our webinar series. Going over your CV, I realized that you were a professor at University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill before you joined NIH. And there were many twists and turns in your journey. Could you tell us how you get to where you are now?
So first, Humphrey, thank you for the invitation to be here. It's a pleasure. So, you know, the honest truth is I started out my career as a physical therapist, not at all interested in research, not even really knowing what a research career was about. But I found myself, as I was working with patients, more interested in mechanism. Why did this happen? How could I compare this treatment and that treatment? And somebody said to me, you know, that would require you to get a PhD. And I thought, I should think about that. And yeah. I realized that what I really wanted to do was go back to graduate school. So I applied for graduate school thinking that I would study mechanisms of stroke because I treated stroke patients. And then I got into graduate school and I took a biochemistry class. And there was one lecture on cell signaling and hormone biosynthesis, and I was totally consumed by that idea. So I completely changed my focus. I studied insulin signaling and insulin biosynthesis as a graduate student, and then decided to stay in the field of endocrinology, but from a more cell biological perspective. That led me to do a very traditional, very basic science-oriented set of projects. And I sort of realized that physical therapy wasn't the right fit anymore. I got a phone call about, would I be interested in applying for positions? I thought, oh, maybe, maybe not. I don't know, but I should see what this is about. And after about a year, I landed up at UNC Chapel Hill as an assistant professor. And from day one, I loved running my lab, but I also was really interested in running graduate programs and starting new programs and what can we do to make graduate education more supportive? Could we do something similar for postdocs? It seems like from the beginning, I was interested in education.
Right. So
one day I opened up Science Magazine when you used to read it. Right? It, when it was a real magazine. And I opened it and there was a job posted at NIH for the director of education. And so it was not intentional. I loved running a lab, but I also loved doing science education and administration. And that led me to NIH. I brought my lab with me, but after about 5 years, shut it to focus exclusively on my job in the educational space. So you're right, some unusual terms.
Yeah, but I thought you are doing a great job. I think NIH is very fortunate to have you here, really.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think I have the best job at NIH. Quite
well, as you know, the pandemic has have so much impact on our life since last year. You know, so many different things happen. So how do you adjust these changes, and what are the advice that you have for the trainees in terms of how to deal with this amazing amount of changes and stresses?
Yeah. So first of all, I think it's important to appreciate the pandemic has impacted all of us, but some much more than others. And I have a really stable job that I really value. It's easily done, you know, remotely, although I miss engaging with trainees. I miss travel. Webinars became, you know, I mean, I learned a lot about what you can do virtually. And so I think that for me, the pandemic The biggest stress of the pandemic is this feeling of needing to care for all of the trainees at NIH. And then we started realizing, well, we should be providing some support and services for trainees outside.
Right.
And I really feel this sense of needing to be available, needing to do a really good job, needing to be innovative. In working with people virtually, that has been both exciting to think about, but I think also I feel this great sense of responsibility. And I'm not sure I had that same feeling about my job before the pandemic. You know, the future of science rests on us finding a way to support our early career scientists through this huge, huge traumatic experience. I'm really acutely aware of the mental health impact of the pandemic. And it's hard to work on that in within the space of mental health and wellness within a community that's used to wanting to work hard and ignore other things. So I feel a lot of a new sort of sense of urgency at work. In my life, I mean, I'm a really extroverted person. I started every morning at the gym. I like the idea of exercising with 50 people at Orange Theory with the music pumping. I miss the movies. I miss restaurants. I miss travel and standing outside a seminar room with all kinds of people. For me, this has been a big change, but I've learned to slow down. I've learned to take care of myself. Like I talk to trainees about taking care of themselves. I've learned that the small things can really be important. A Zoom call with family can be much more, I don't know. I think I would have never appreciated some of the slow moments that we've had.
Definitely. So finally, do you have any other words of wisdom for the trainees, for our society?
I have something I've been thinking about a lot, and that is this is such a challenging experience, and it would be devastating for us not to leave this experience having, you know, without making big, important change. And the culture of science needs to change. Harassment, bullying, discrimination, incivility, shame around needing to take care of yourself, stigma around mental health concerns. I mean, we have to change our culture. We have to keep all the good things about science, but make it a more human type of endeavor. And programs like the one you're hosting today are important in that regard. But another thing important beyond just listening to webinars and reading is we all need to really ask ourselves, what are we doing to improve the climate of science? And me, I really hope that that's what comes out of the pandemic, that we've all slowed down enough to realize that we don't want systemic racism to continue in science. Yeah. We don't want harassment to be okay. We don't want to tell people anymore, just be quiet, get your paper. And so I guess what I would say is work with us to make science better. We owe you better. That's what I would say to trainees. We owe you better, but trainees are also a part of the solution. So help us make change.
That is great. Thank you so much for the enlightening comments and advice. I'm pretty sure all the trainees and PIs are very much looking forward to your presentation. So we will see you on May 26th.
Great. I will be there. I hope the sun is shining. It's rainy here today. I look forward to seeing everybody then. Take care, Humphrey.
All right. Thank you, Sharon.